Well, my father was John Malmstrom, son of Jacob Malmstrom, and my mother was Annie C. Johnson, and she was a convert from Sweden. And you want any more about...
How many came over?
Well, she came... She emigrated here in 1882. I could give the exact time if you had wanted it. Well, my father came across the plains in 1859 and arrived in Salt Lake with his father. My father was only 6 years old when he came across the plains with his father, Jacob Malmstrom, and they arrived in Salt Lake City September the 15th, 1859. And after they'd arrived in Salt Lake, they went out to Murray, about where the Murray Laundry stands at the present time. Well, just south across the creek from that laundry, there was a Dobe Hill or Clay Hill that was on what is now State Street. And in those days, there was no lumber, no brick or anything else. They just had to make a dugout there temporarily. And the creek there furnished them with culinary water and water for their livestock. And there was grass growing along the creek so their oxen could get feed. And later on, they moved over to Midvale on North Main. And on the west side of the street, there were clay banks there that they could use for dugouts. And there was a spring, natural spring, where they could get their culinary water, and the livestock could feed down on the bottoms along the river so that they could get milk from their cows and make their own butter, and they could exist there. Up where Midvale now is, it was all sagebrush. There was nothing that could grow there. There was no water. But later on, well, I should say there were three Scandinavian families that settled down there on the east of John Malmstrom's. There was the Hogason family. And on the southwest from there, there was Alec Dahl and his family, those three Scandinavian families. They were the early settlers of Midvale. And the wives of all three of these men were Swedish, so it made it pretty good. They could talk to each other. And by the way, this Hogason, he was Norwegian, and Alexander Dahl was Norwegian, and of course my grandfather John Malmstrom, Jacob Malmstrom, I should say, was from Sweden. But it made it better where there were three Scandinavian ladies there, at least, that could be company and they could understand each other. So that was where they first settled, and then, of course, later on, my grandfather was a blacksmith and from the old country, and he was reckoned as well-to-do at that time and had quite a number of men working for him, and he was what they call sook and smade. That would be like a county blacksmith. And so he had the money when he came that he could buy his own oxen and wagons and come across the plains. But as time went on, they built plows and used the oxen, and they plowed ditches from the little cottonwood creek and brought water into Midvale. And in 1873, the railroad went from, well, they built a railroad going from where Midvale now is to Bingham, and then they built one going over to Wasatch. And the 7800 south followed along the railroad, so it isn't on a section line as it should be. That accounts for the angle being out of line with the sections which were later surveyed. Well, then after they got this irrigation ditch, irrigation water brought down, then they could clear the ground of sagebrush and start building homes. So my grandfather, Jacob Malmstrom, he bought land about a block, starting about a block west of State Street and extending down, I should have the numbers of that. I could give the numbers just for how far it would go, but that time it is reckoned probably a 40-acre piece there that he had. And later on, the Union, what they call the Utah Southern Railroad, was built, and it cut through his property, and my father, John Malmstrom, bought 11 acres from his father, and that's where he built the home over on what is now 7800 South, or where the Safeway store is now located. Now, what more did...
Oh, what about your brothers and sisters?
Well, I had Sylvia Malmstrom was the older sister, and I was next, and then there was Clara, and Mamie, and Laura, and then one daughter, Lily, who died about a day or so after she was born.
And where's she buried?
She's, this, well,